Governor Corbett's budget proposal includes some big cuts for education spending. It calls on public school teachers to set an example by accepting a wage freeze. John Tarka represents teachers in the Pittsburgh Public Schools and joins us live on the KDKA Afternoon News.
John, welcome to KDKA.
Hello, thank you for having me on.
So what do you think about the idea that teachers should accept a wage freeze? Governor says it saves $400 million right off the top.
Well, needless to say, this budget that was proposed today has several problems in it, and our union is going to look very carefully. We haven't seen all the numbers, but I think it's important to note that we have some real conflicting messages here. You know, the governor talks in terms of cutting $550 million from the basic education subsidy, and one of the things that always gets a lot of attention is to propose people that they have a wage freeze. We're not going to support that. We have a collective bargaining agreement in place, and our people work hard for the money, as many others do, and we want that contract to be adhered to.
Okay, John, so where do the people of the state of Pennsylvania go to get that $400 million, if not from the teachers? Where do you suggest?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things I think the people of Pennsylvania should look very carefully at is the proposal that's in the Senate Bill 1 right now, which was a proposal from the Republicans in the state to support a voucher plan, a taxpayer-paid voucher plan for tuition to private and parochial schools. And this is kind of a conflicting message we get. I think we also should take a look to make sure that the tax relief that's provided for some businesses is looked into carefully. We know that just recently there was a $200 million cut given for corporate taxes. And I must tell you this, too. I think it's hard for Pennsylvanians, it should be, certainly Western Pennsylvanians, to understand why. You know, we're the only state that has access to Marcellus Shell that doesn't tax that. It's an important entity. It's an important business. But we certainly should be looking at the opportunity to generate revenue from that resource. And the governor continues to insist he won't do that. That's a conflicting message.
Let's get back. You brought up the voucher program. Do you plan to fight that?
There's no question. I think that, in fact, you know, the voucher program, which has been presented as a way to provide assistance for needy children, in fact, would hurt many, many more children than it would help. When you take away funding from public schools and provide taxpayer dollars for tuition to private and parochial schools, which will still very much continue to have the ability to pick which students they want to choose, they're going to leave children behind. What we're trying to do in Pittsburgh, I know you know, is we made a concerted effort to work in improving every one of our schools, and we're focusing on our neediest schools. That's the approach that should be taken in Pittsburgh. It's the approach that should be taken in Harrisburg. And this proposal, again, in the first year to have a plan which would cost taxpayers over $500 million, and by the third year cost $1 billion, is just unconscionable. It's exactly the way not to address helping poor children.
One last question before we're done with the time we have here, and that is that the governor, John, says by eliminating salary increases for teachers earning their master's degrees would save another $200 million. Do you have a reaction to that?
I think my reaction is very consistent with what I said before. This is hard for some persons to understand, but I think others will understand it. We do have a collective bargaining agreement in Pittsburgh, which we've worked hard. We've made serious contributions over the course of the years to our medical benefits, and we'll continue to do so. We're not supportive, and I would not recommend to our members that we would accept a salary freeze over the course of the next couple of years. I'd be interested very much in seeing that there be a comparable proposals made to businesses, and you know, I could understand why businesses might have a reluctance to accept a comparable situation. Our members know that there are other ways we could and we should be generating income for the state, first of all by not talking about our voucher program, secondly by watching how corporate tax benefits are made, and thirdly certainly by taking a look at the opportunity we have with Marcellus Shell to join the other states in taxing that.